Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the first. It's the first. It's the first episode. It's the first. Might be your last.
But I'm looking for my first.
First episode podcast. Welcome to First Episode Podcast, a cherry-popping debrief of your next binge-worthy television series. I'm your host, Motown Maurice.
And I'm Atara G.
Congratulations, Atara. This is our first episode.
Congratulations, Motown. This is our first episode.
Yay!
Yay!
So as a disclaimer, the episodes we're going to be watching in this show are first. We have not watched any other episodes. And we're going to do our very best not to spoil anything, right?
Correct.
Can't promise that
we'll do our best.
Yeah, we'll definitely do our best. But we're here for you, the audience, to provide some insight so you can filter through the shows that you really, really want to watch.
To help narrow down that long list of content.
That's what we're here for. So we hope you enjoy our debriefs, our assessments, a little reviewing here and there, and help you select the best show. All right, getting right to it. Today, we're cherry popping The Brother's Son. When the head of a Taiwanese triad is shot by an assassin, his eldest son, Charles Chairleg Son, he heads to Los Angeles to protect his mother and brother, who's been completely sheltered from the truth of his family until now.
Dun, 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 dun.
First impressions, Atara, what did you think? The strengths.
I was entertained. The show is quick-paced. A lot of cool martial arts.
I love the martial arts. I wasn't expecting that. You were, but I wasn't.
Yeah, as soon as I read triad, how are you going to have a triad with no martial arts?
Very true.
And so it's entertaining, fast-paced, which I like. For a 40-minute show, it's fast-paced. Mm-hmm. You
that
know?
First episode was about 47 minutes.
Yeah, it was fast. And then
it didn't waste any time to get to the inciting incident.
Exactly.
And I like that about sharp shows. It just gets right to
it. Right to it. And then the other thing I liked is that it's slick. Mm-hmm. It was cool to watch, you
yep.
know?
Yep, yep. Definitely international.
Nice panoramics of... I always like when I get to see shows and they're set partially in other parts of the country. Mm-hmm. So you get to see that part of the country. It's like mini travel.
Very true.
Pocket travel or mini travel?
Mini travel works. First impressions, there is subtitles. They're speaking Taiwanese.
Yes.
Mandarin, I should
Mandarin,
say.
Mandarin,
they're speaking Mandarin. And... I was like, uh-oh, is it one of these type of shows? Means you got to pay extra attention. But they do a very good job transitioning from Mandarin to English. So just be patient.
It was a very natural transition that was totally supported by that moment, that situation that they were in.
We got characters to get to know. We got to know early on the first character we got to know is Charles Chairleg's son. His father's in there too.
Chairleg, I liked that while he is the assassin, a highly trained assassin with a penchant for chairlegs, he's also a baker.
Yes.
Because he was watching the British Bake Off show, which, you know,
yeah,
I think appeals to his sensitive side. He's making a cake.
It's a very, very interesting observation about him. Mm-hmm. Apparently, all of his family members don't know that he has this passion.
Exactly.
So that's something that, who knows, we'll get to learn more about later on in the future.
Passion and patience, because baking takes patience. My sister likes to bake, and she has patience. I'm more of a cook where I just want to be able to throw it into a skillet and toss it up and serve it. But yeah, baking takes patience. So,
and that's as a writer, screenwriters. Mm-hmm. We are screenwriters, by the way. We have two screenplays that Hollywood has been avoiding. But we're going to make some noise and get it made really soon. But that is a nice personality quirk for Charles, that he is a baker.
Yeah.
He kills people.
But he's also a baker. Yeah. And I think like when you're building characters, I think the hobbies that you give them and the interests that you give them speaks to their character.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Maybe the next character we develop will be some type of baker. Because there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot to dig up.
Bakers are artists.
Yes.
You know?
Very nice. Very nice. And then there's the brother, the younger brother, Bruce's son, who is very interesting. He brings an element of comedy to the show.
He does. And innocence.
Yes.
Comedy and innocence.
Honesty.
And, yeah. And purity, actually.
Yes. Very, very much. Which leaves a lot of room for his character to convert and transition in the future. We don't know because we haven't watched future episodes. But there's an arc for him, for
there's
sure.
There's definitely a lot of growth there, yes. there for him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Mama's son, who is played by an actor that you admire.
My favorite, Michelle Yeoh. I just love her. So I've never seen her in a television series before. And
so you always see her in movies?
I've only seen her in movies.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see her play this role in television. I'm excited to see where she takes this role. From the works that I've seen her in, this is kind of a less glamorous role that she's playing. But then again, I've only watched the first episode.
There's a lot of development for her too.
Yeah.
Because one of the themes of this show is to protect family, protect mom.
Right. And so that made me think of because they said in the show, the power of their group, the power of their family relies with Mama Son.
Yeah.
Mama Son. So why is that? I'm wondering, and I'm just totally guessing, getting into my own imagination, did the power seat of the triad, was it really supposed to go to her? But they decided to send her away for her protection. And so the seat went to Charles's father, who is really like the in-law.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions there. And that's what makes the show interesting. And if you like this type of show, you're going to want to watch it again to find out for sure. The mother, she comes off as a very pleasant mother, maternal. But then the way the episode ends is like, oh, there's a lot more to her.
Yeah, she's not, when she walked into the house and something had clearly gone down, she didn't seem scared.
Exactly.
She didn't seem scared at all.
Exactly.
You know, and exactly. She was like, let's get to work.
Exactly. So those are the three characters to look out for. You'll get to know them really soon when you watch the show. Atara. Weaknesses. Did you notice any weaknesses about this first episode?
I want to reiterate that I found the show very entertaining. Mm-hmm. But I will say it's not original. I can kind of already guess where the show is going. And the characters themselves, we've seen them all before. But that said, it's okay. You can always be entertained with something you've seen before. Mm-hmm. And I'll say again, it is not original content. But you know, considering the state of Hollywood, should I really be expecting original content? It's not like they're tapping into any new resources for content. They're just maybe taking the same old storylines and putting new faces in them.
I agree. As far as the writing is concerned, there were some obvious scenarios that was just like, okay, you just coincidentally show up at the same time.
Yeah, like, I'll speak to what you're talking about where, well, actually, no, that would kind of be a spoiler, huh?
Well, two main characters just end up in a club together coincidentally. It is just like so convenient.
Yeah, it's too convenient. Unless this is like a small, you know, bedroom community and there's only one club where you can go to get muscle and drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. But weakness for me, I did enjoy the martial arts. But I don't like when martial arts are combined in an atmosphere where there are guns. It becomes less believable for me. Now, it's an action show. There's some action in there. So look, these things merge. But I've found enjoyment in the show, another show that we watched, Cobra Kai. And again, yes, it's a younger audience-based show. They handled their differences with fighting and there's just no guns. And there's something to appreciate about that. As much as cheesy as that show is, there's something to appreciate about that. Now, here with the brother's son, I appreciate the martial arts, but knowing that there was, you know, some weaponry in the first episode, I know there's going to be more in future episodes, and that's going to take away some of the belief and realness for me.
Well, I'll challenge that because this is Los Angeles, you know?
Well, yeah, one of the settings is Los Angeles.
Yeah, they move. They come to Los Angeles. We've got guns here. And we've got big time guns.
But in how many scenarios is a karate chop going to outpower a gun? So it's, I get it.
It's
for
like,
me, it's, I don't care for it too much, but, you know, it works in cinema.
Yeah, I think it works in cinema. And I know the scene that you're thinking of, and I'm not going to elaborate on it because it would be a spoiler. But I think if you're in the city of Los Angeles and you're in the criminal underground, yeah, you're doing martial arts, but you also need to have a firearm. For me, it would have been unrealistic not to see any firearms in that scene.
Okay. The bad guys have guns. Now, are the good guys going to survive multiple seasons without guns? See, that's a question. But,
well, hey, it's like how Liz said her friend plays Fortnite and he's a pacifist, so he doesn't kill anybody. And he gets pretty high up there. So it can be done.
No, it can be done. But sometimes it's just so fantastical to a point where it's just like, is that really believable that you just beat up all these guys with guns? And you know what I'm saying? I believe it with like Ninja Turtles, but with human beings.
Well, you know, it is Hollywood, and there's a lot of unbelievable stuff going on in Hollywood.
And, you know, and when people watch a show, they want to watch these things for escape, and that's fine.
Yeah, you want fantasy.
Yes. So that, you know what, when karate and guns come together, it becomes fantasy.
Martial arts. We don't know what style that was.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, the first episode didn't have the most depth, didn't have much originality. So that comes into the entertainment potential. You says it does.
I think it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, I am the kind of person, you know, I'm the kind of person who will watch movies over and over and over and over. I can't tell you how many times I've seen The Matrix. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've seen so many other shows. So for other people that might be different, but I don't have a problem watching the same thing over and over because I get in the mood for it. It's like food. Oh, I'm in the mood for, you know, tacos. Let's go have tacos from the same old place, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that with entertainment too. So in this case, even though it's a storyline, I feel, again, from the first episode, based only on the first episode, I feel like it's a very familiar storyline, very familiar characters. I still was entertained and I probably will watch the whole season.
I am not completely motivated to watch further episodes. And I'm a little biased here because from my recent viewing experiences, I have thoroughly enjoyed programs with full Asian casts, starting with Parasite. That was incredible.
Oh my gosh,
the movie
that was
Parasite
so good.
Was incredible. And not long ago, I watched Beef. Boom, back to back to back to back to back. And I'm like, what? Beef was incredible. No guns, no martial arts. It was just great writing, great drama, great buildup.
And a look into those cultures and family dynamics.
Yes. So the movie Parasite and the show Beef, after watching that and seeing the image of the brother's son, I'm kind of expecting this excitement. And I didn't get that. Mm-hmm. I'm not motivated to watch a further episode. I'll watch it with you if you want to, but I didn't get that excitement from the brother's son as I got from those two other shows I mentioned.
And I'm going to tell you why, if I can be so bold.
Go.
Because the brother's son is so familiar. Yes, it's a Taiwanese family, but the plot line, all the story, the characters, we've seen that all before, is very familiar. With Parasite and Beef,
Completely original.
Complete. We didn't know what was going to happen.
Exactly.
My gosh, I had no idea what was going to happen. And Beef was Walmart.
Yeah.
You know?
Both of those, the movie and the show, had like, oh my God moments.
Exactly. And such important, serious topics and themes that they covered in a very original way. So yeah. I feel like you were excited about that because there was a very large sense of unknown.
Yeah.
With
the brother's son,
I think there's very little unknown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, that's okay. This is a show that I would watch while I'm eating dinner. This is a show that I would watch while I'm watching and scrolling on Instagram. You know, you need shows like that. True. You do need shows like that. I've come home like on a Monday when I've just got home from Irvine from the Irvine office after a grueling hour and a half commute, and I just want to sit and relax, have a glass of wine and watch something. This is what I would turn on. It's a comforting show. This is like, it's like mashed potatoes. It's a comfort food show.
Yeah.
It's comforting because while you don't really know the whole story, the overall plot is familiar.
I agree. So we have a rating system between 1 and 5. And instead of stars, we use cherries. Atara, how many cherries do you give The Brother's Son?
I'm going to give The Brother's Son 3 cherries.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I think 3 is pretty solid.
Yeah. I'm going to go just a slice of a cherry shorter than yours, 2.5.
Why?
Cherries. Again, only because I'm not excited about what's happening in the next. I'm okay with watching what happens next with you, but for me by myself, it's not something that I'm like waking up thinking about.
I see. Fair enough.
Well, that's 3 cherries for you, 2.5 cherries from me. Those are our thoughts. The Brother's Son is available on Netflix. There's 1 season. It is a crime drama. It actually released on January 4th of this year, 2024.
Thank you for trusting us.
We are honored to be your first.
For information about this podcast and more, please visit motelmaurice.com.